Test 8. Open your question paper and look at Part 1. Test 8, Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Situation 1. You will hear a man talking about his job.
Have you always worked in a factory?
No, actually, most of my life I drove a bus in Liverpool. Before that, I had all sorts of jobs. I even worked on a ship once for 5 months.
Have you always worked in a factory?
No, actually, most of my life I drove a bus in Liverpool. Before that, I had all sorts of jobs. I even worked on a ship once for 5 months. Situation 2. You will hear a woman talk about a sofa.
They showed me the one for £480, which was quite nice, and then one for £290, which I nearly bought. But then there was one for just £10 more, which is the one I ended up buying. They showed me the one for £480, which was quite nice, and then one for £290, which I nearly bought. But then there was one for just £10 more, which is the one I ended up buying.
Situation 3. You overhear a man talking about how he got home. Jack gave me a lift to the train station to catch a 5:15, but it had been cancelled and there wasn't another train until 8:15. So I went back outside to look for a taxi, but it was pouring with rain and there wasn't a taxi in sight. So I took the 8:15 after all, and finally got home just before 10. Jack gave me a lift to the train station to catch a 5:15, but it had been cancelled and there wasn't another train until 8:15. So I went back outside to look for a taxi, but it was pouring with rain and there wasn't a taxi in sight. So I took the 8:15 after all, and finally got home just before 10. Situation 4. You will hear a woman talking about what to do at Christmas.
Oh no, please, Nick. I don't want to go to Jill's. I can't stand her husband nor her obnoxious, noisy children. Let's just stay at home. Just the two of us, a nice big fire, a gourmet meal, and maybe we could invite Stephen, who's on his own this Christmas. Oh no, please, Nick. I don't want to go to Jill's. I can't stand her husband nor her obnoxious, noisy children. Let's just stay at home. Just the two of us, a nice big fire, a gourmet meal, and maybe we could invite Stephen, who's on his own this Christmas.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about staying with friends.
I don't want to stay for very long. It's difficult when you stay with people, even if they're close friends. Let's stay with her for a couple of days so we can catch up with all the news and then go to that nice little hotel run by that lovely family from Yorkshire where we spent last Christmas. I don't want to stay for very long. It's difficult when you stay with people, even if they're close friends. Let's stay with her for a couple of days so we can catch up with all the news and then go to that nice little hotel run by that lovely family from Yorkshire where we spent last Christmas.
Situation 6. You will hear a woman talking to her son.
I'm not saying you can't go. All I'm saying is I want to get to know your friends and their parents. I want to know who you're going with. Is that so unreasonable? I'm not saying you can't go. All I'm saying is I want to get to know your friends and their parents. I want to know who you're going with. Is that so unreasonable?
Situation 7. You will hear a man order dinner. Well, I don't want lamb twice in the same week, and I don't like chicken. What are you having?
Fish.
Yes, I like fish, but I don't think they do great fish here. No, I'll have what Sonia's having. A steak is pretty safe here. I'll have mine rare. Well, I don't want lamb twice in the same week, and I don't like chicken. What are you having?
Fish.
Yes, I like fish, but I don't think they do great fish here. No, I'll have what Sonia's having. A steak is pretty safe here. I'll have mine rare. Situation 8. You will hear a woman talking about an accident.
We took the car to the resort and Mary came by train. We had a great time sailing all weekend. Then, on the way back home, some idiot ran into the back of us at the first traffic lights and did a fair bit of damage. We took the car to the resort and Mary came by train. We had a great time sailing all weekend. Then, on the way back home, some idiot ran into the back of us at the first traffic lights and did a fair bit of damage.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.